don't ruin the beat up of this show.
Oh, you actually said you got
it. Wow.
Hello and welcome to Across the Park, a sports show on 2SER with three words in its name. Speaking of names, I have one and it is Joel Kasem, but I'm not alone in this radio studio, no sir. I am joined by my two colleagues who also bear names, that of their own, and they are as follows. Up first is a man whose GoFundMe page was shut down this week because, I don't know, I just wanted some extra cash. Doesn't classify as a charity. It's Nick Rahan.
Bunch of tight asses.
I know.
God, just give me money. I just want money.
Exactly. That's all you want.
I promise I'll give it to someone worthy.
What was that?
What is going on?
What the hell?
Hasn't been the best, huh?
Was that my intro?
No, do you want it to be?
I don't even know what the song was, but it sounded good.
Someone has put this into our... So we have a little thing here where I have all of our little jingles and stings and stuff, and someone's put something called Continuous Country, and I accidentally hit it, didn't mean to.
Oh, just play it underneath the whole show.
I was just trying to move the clock out of the way.
Yes! Continuous Country.
Welcome to the show.
Oh, Continuous Country here
on
Across the Park.
Can that be our intro from now on?
We should consider it.
That is good.
Yeah.
Continuous.
It's not very long, though.
And then you go, Across the Park.
I thought it was Continuous.
Yeah! Anyway, yeah, you thought it was Continuous. It only goes for 4 seconds.
We're finding new audiences.
Should we branch out into country?
Yeah,
is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Bit of country and western.
Yep.
Country and western.
Yeah.
All of music.
Okay.
This is something to think about.
Mm.
I mean, we don't even cover that much sport.
Let's add something else.
We can start talking about
sport related.
Rounding up cattle and
lassoing things.
Lassoing.
We can call it Across the Paddock.
Ooh, very good.
Ooh. Spicy rebranding.
Okay, we got to get on with the show, I feel. Also joining us is a woman whose recent concussion has left her so confused she thinks Across the Park is an actual sports show. That joke works now. It's Gabby Morris.
I just actually, can you intro me with this song every time?
Okay.
I love it.
I don't know who put it in there, but it's great. There's another one here called Bugs Bunny. I don't know if I should play it.
Ooh, get going.
Should I do it?
Yeah.
Okay. This is Bugs Bunny. Whatever.
What's up, Dad?
Oh. Okay, it's just Bugs Bunny. I guess we could actually use that at some point.
Well, I'm sure you will.
There's a few others here. I'm not going to go into it right now.
Good.
Welcome, guys.
Welcome.
How's it going?
Welcome. Good.
Everyone's well?
Yep.
It's just three of us again. It's been a while since we've just had a three of us in the studio.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A few weeks
I haven't
ago.
Had... Yeah. A long time. We had Sarah last week, Dr. Sarah Helliwell.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Before that, you weren't here.
Yep.
Before that,
that
doesn't matter.
It was probably like 3 weeks.
Let's just go back through all of the episodes we've ever done.
Again, what is this now? 38, 39?
So 39?
Go through all of them. Something like that, yeah.
I thought it was 40. Huh. There you go.
Time flies, Gap. I mentioned your concussion again.
Yep.
This is 2 weeks in a row. Or 3 weeks in a row.
Not that I haven't forgotten.
Well, that's... Have you?
What?
Yeah.
I'm feeling heaps better, actually.
Good.
Yeah.
Because I'm wondering how long I can run with this concussion thing until it sort of is not funny anymore.
No, it's fine.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, go for it.
I just figure you're going to keep forgetting anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
So it won't matter.
Yeah.
Was I concussed? Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
Have you gone for a surf since then?
Nah. Mm. It's been quite big and cold and windy.
Yeah.
And,
but do you surf in winter much?
Not heaps. Nah. And if I do, I normally go up north where it's like not as cold and crowded and you would think and you don't get hit by people. But this week I have been boxing.
Boxing?
Really?
Yep.
Great thing to do after a concussion.
Yep.
Just get your head knocked.
No, well, like to boxing pads.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not in a ring.
Not in a ring yet.
Sorry. I don't know.
I am so sore today and my wrists are really sore that I'm just hopeless. I literally like... got stuck with my hands just like awkwardly T-rexing. Like,
what about your shoulders? Because you got to hold your arms up.
Yeah, my shoulders, it's like lifting up, like not good. Shoulders, underarms, wrists.
I always worry about my wrists. I've done a bit of boxing, but like you've got to really concentrate on getting it straight.
Yeah,
because if you hit it funny, you just like,
and often you kind of turn in a bit.
Yeah.
And I've got to strap them, otherwise it's just gonna
is that what you do?
Yeah, your strapping really helps. Okay. But it's really fun. It's a really good way to get out lots of energy.
It's so tiring.
So tiring.
It's one of the most tiring things you can do. I don't know why. It just is.
Because you're just using everything.
I'm also really bad at the combos. Like, they were like, okay, left, left, hook, upper, cut, down, thing. And I was like, this poor woman that I was with was like, I wanted to say, I've actually been concussed, so I'm a bit slow, but she was getting quite annoyed because I just couldn't get the combos. Like, and it was even more annoying for her. Like, I couldn't even get it when I was punching, and then I had to catch her punches, and I wasn't doing it properly.
It's like choreography, like if you're doing a dance or something, and you had to dance and go left, right, up,
but it was like
left, front,
jab, jab, cross, hook, up, jab, cross. I'm like, come on.
Remember that game is called Parappa the Rapper? And you had to, like, you had it on PlayStation. You had to go triangle, square, circle, square, triangle.
Oh,
and
to
like,
dance?
Yeah. And then on the screen, the things would go along. You had to hit the things.
Oh,
and
yeah,
blah, blah.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you ever play that game?
No, like, sounds really boring.
I know there's Parappa Rapper, and if you did it real, he'd be, like, rapping really good, and you get, like, cold marks.
Was this
and
when
stuff.
You were really young?
Oh, maybe
early 40s.
20s ago?
Right. No, never played that.
Anyway, I just wondered if you had experienced that. It helps develop those skills.
Yeah, I think I need to work on them. Did you guys do anything
sporty? Not me. Not at all. Nothing.
I ran. You know how you ran here to the studio today? I ran for the train yesterday because I was running late for Wednesday drive and I had to make the train 5 minutes, which usually takes me 10 minutes. So I ran down Herbert Street in Artarmon and like I just a whole way. And
you hurt yourself
last time
you did that.
Yeah, I know. I've done my calf doing that as well. But I made it. And I made the show and I went, I'm so unfit. It's ridiculous. And I'm still waiting to do community cup training, but it's been rained out for the last 2 weeks.
Yes, hasn't happened.
But it's a step. It makes me realize. I've got nothing there. I've got nothing
but
at all.
I am unfit and that's all I've got
to
say.
That's the end. Next question.
Have you ever like done like a like I did this group class and like today I felt really sore, but, like, you know, it was 2 days ago and I'm like, why aren't I shredded yet? Like, I just feel like, you know, I should be like, I just feel good. Like, I'm like, yeah, I feel sore, but like good. And I'm like, oh God, this is going to take ages.
I feel the same.
Yeah,
when you do like fitness like 2 weeks in a row,
you're like,
I should be ripped right now. I should be like flat out.
Working
abs,
so
you know,
hard.
Muscles out of here. Yeah, it doesn't work.
Nah.
You got to get steroids, I think. That'll help.
Oh, good.
Good.
Tip.
So that's it. You ran
down the street.
You boxed. And I've done nothing, yeah.
Okay.
Just my regular
winter hibernation, I call it.
That's the thing. I'm worried about asking this question now over winter because we don't seem to do much.
Well, guess what? I do, and I'm going to continue to do much.
Okay, I'll keep asking.
Well, just ask Gab. Don't worry about me.
Okay. Yeah. How was your sporting week, Gab? And I'll, that's
cool.
What I'll do in the future.
Yep.
And then I'll ask you about how's your country week going?
Yep.
Jesus.
Did you lasso a few
did
horses
we just
this week?
Ask me, did you make it to the train?
Yeah. Were you late for Wednesday drive this week? Because you usually
okay,
are.
We've got to move on. This
okay,
is
we
bad.
Have to, yes. Okay, we have to talk sport because this is a massive, massive sport show. Episode, I should say.
Episode.
This is a sport episode.
There's so much happened in the last week.
Yes.
Seriously.
Can
it's
I do
been
my sting?
Amazing.
I'm just going to fade it out because it does go for an hour and 9 minutes.
Oh,
it's one of those that sounds like he's just like regurgitating sport on the screen. It's
yes.
Great. Love
a bit
it.
Sick.
That's how I felt when I did it. Yeah, so much. Okay, so I know that the Matildas unfortunately went down on Sunday morning to Norway, and we will talk about them shortly, but some other Aussies dominated the sporting world.
Well, let's go back to Friday night, because after our show, it was. Well, I mean, I don't want to take your order away.
No.
The first thing that happened.
But I will.
Was a women's State of Origin out at North Sydney.
Okay, let's start with that.
I'm going in chronological order. Doesn't that make sense?
To some.
Sorry, guys, you go first. I shouldn't mess with your order.
You shouldn't, because you've stuffed me. Can I go back, or what are we
going to
do?
Yeah, go back.
Just
go
don't question yourself, Joel. Just do what
tell
you want
to
do.
Up. Tell Mick, shut up.
Okay, please shut up. So Sunday night, again, it's after Friday. Into early Monday morning, surfer Sally Fitzgibbons, tennis player Ash Barty, and golfer Hannah Green have produced a remarkable 10 hours of sport.
Yep.
Fitzgibbons and Barty both secured their place as world number one in surfing and tennis, respectively. And then early on Monday morning, I mean, this is our time, of course, Green capped it off by winning the Women's PGA for her first major title. very cool.
It's just so good. Yes. It's just not a lot of, I don't know, there hasn't been a lot of press about it.
There hasn't.
Well, there was on Monday morning, but then Adele faded pretty quickly.
Yeah, fades pretty quickly.
It was. It got over the disappointment of Sunday in the morning, getting up Monday morning and seeing all of these amazing...
You're doing this in chronological order again. You've got to go backwards. Actually, I'm not even going to go backwards. I'm just going to go straight to the
middle. Yeah, Hannah Green, she was ranked like 117th.
115th.
Okay, sorry. Before that tournament?
I went in really hard then, like 115th, like I know, but I think it's not. It's 114th.
Oh, we're all wrong.
Both wrong.
She's now ranked like 8th, I think.
Really?
She
all jumped, the way to 8th?
She jumped Whoa. Like 100-something spots after that one win.
That's incredible.
Yeah, she did.
Sorry, I'm not going to get it right. She's 8th in prize winners winnings this year. That's completely different.
We actually know nothing. Like, we know nothing.
I just remember I read it. Now I remember what it actually was. 8th in what?
Like, why? But, like, we don't know anything about sport.
Which I is try, why.
Gabby, I try.
We're talking country.
Welcome to the Country Show.
The Crunchy
You got some good heifers show. In sale this week.
This is a crunchy show.
Did I say crunchy?
I think you did.
Yeah, give it a bit of texture.
Selling a few roosters this week, Gab?
Oh, selling their roosters.
Right.
Some Brangus.
Brangus?
This is Brahman and Angus combined. Very good Australian cow. Very good for our climate. Beautiful cows too, actually.
When you taste them.
What?
She knows her cows.
Oh, my cows.
Okay.
Country.
Favourite type of cow?
Brahman.
Okay.
Sorry,
Favorite
Brangus.
Type of horse?
It's a bull, right?
No.
Favourite horse? Oh. Farlap?
Yep.
Favourite dog? Country dog?
Kelpie.
Kelpie, of course.
Yeah.
Sheep? Sheep fan?
The ones with the black faces and the white bodies.
So that all sheep?
No.
What's the difference between a goat and a sheep?
Let's not do this.
Okay, all right, we have to talk.
I mean, I would much rather do
back on topic.
Country animals.
Come on. It's a sports
Sorry,
show.
We're going to get into this tennis. Jeez. Let's start with Ashley Barty, okay?
Yes.
She reached the top of the world rankings after she won in Birmingham the WTA title on Sunday, beating Julia Gerges 6-3, 7-5. Ashley Barty's only 23.
Oh.
This is amazing.
Is she?
She's very young.
Whoa.
She's so young.
I feel like really pathetic.
I know.
You know?
I'm much older than her and have done nothing. Like, I host a country show and that's it. That's where my life has gone.
But you know, if you get past 23 and you haven't peaked in your sport, it's pretty much over.
We have had this conversation before.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and let's not do it again, so.
All right, let's keep talking about Barty. She replaced Naomi Osaka as world number one.
Mm.
Her rise comes 1,119 days after returning to tennis, because she obviously went off and did cricket. For
oh,
a while,
yeah.
Played for the Adelaide Heat. Mm-hmm. Yes.
So first woman in 43 years?
Okay, I do have stuff like this here.
Since the last Australian woman to be number one.
Wow.
Since 1973. Is that right?
Yeah, yeah.
Don't try and
Is that 44 years?
You wow. work it out, I'll keep talking.
Wait, 73, 46 years. Anyway. Yvonne Goolagong Cawley was the last yep. Australian woman to be number one, which... That's not in any of our lives that, you know,
yeah.
not even mine, and I'm old.
Well, we had, obviously, we had Leighton Hewitt.
Oh, yeah.
Who was world number one back in 2003.
Mm.
But, yeah, again, we were just talking about Aussies now. Yeah, incredible. She goes into Wimbledon now as the number one ranked seed, which is fantastic.
I mean, she gets all the easy people at the beginning, which is great.
Which is lovely. I think she also... So she's not going to play... She's got a bad arm, so she's not going to play any warm-ups before Wimbledon.
Oh, no.
And I think Andy Murray actually reached out to her and said, with his good arm, can I be your doubles partner in, like, the warm-up matches? She's
what?
Like, nah. Yes!
Nah.
Go, Ashley. Go,
Suck
Ashley.
Suck it, Andy.
nah.
Why? Why?
Because she's got a bad arm.
Like, what's wrong with her tennis elbow?
Oh, I've been wanting to say that. I think it is, but I'm pretty sure it's her elbow.
Oh,
it's what a lot of tennis players do. Hey?
Is it from hyperextension?
Maybe just overuse. It's like an RSI, sort of repetitive strain.
Yeah,
injury.
I think I've got that from boxing.
From one boxing class?
Yeah.
That never works that way.
Mind you, the tournament starts in like a week or so. So she's only just won.
Yeah.
She's got like 2 weeks off and then Wimbledon's on.
It's not
so
massive,
it's not a big deal. Yeah.
She's not going
to I think she'll be fine. I think she'll be fresh.
She's had 36 wins already this year. So this is nothing but well-deserved for her.
Wow. So cool.
And she, like I said, she beat Gerges, who's actually her doubles partner.
Yeah.
And Gerges was so happy for her that after the game, Like, she started tearing up when she was being interviewed, saying, like, I'm just so happy for Ashley. She's, like, my best friend. And it's super sweet.
So good.
So good. It's just so crazy that a 23-year-old Australian is the world number one in women's tennis. Like, it's really quite cool.
And I just wanted to point out, we'll talk about State of Origin soon, both the women's and men's. But obviously, the New South Wales won that game. So the Courier Mail up in Queensland, their front page on Monday morning after State of Origin and after the tennis was something like, had a picture of Ashley Barty and just had this big Queensland rule the world. And then down the bottom was like, you know, looking forward to game three in the... Sorry, guys. No.
This is bloody Queensland for you. Every time someone wins and they're from Queensland, it's like, oh, Queensland. Shut up. She's an Australian. We don't care which state she came from.
Exactly.
God, they annoy me. Queenslanders.
In surfing, as I said, Sally Fitzgibbons has become the new world number one after beating Carissa Moore in the final of the World Surf League's Rio Pro in Brazil.
Yeah. She's awesome. Mm. Now can she stay there? Like, how often do they like change?
That's
the
a fantastic
rankings?
Question. I'm not too sure. Mm. I mean, before her it was Stephanie Gilmore, so she's overtaken
Steph. Yeah, so it's just one Aussie for another.
Yes,
love it.
But I think Steph's now fallen to world number three because Carissa Moore is now number two.
Oh, it's a tennis elbow as well. It's just hurting her. Steph Gilmore.
Tennis elbow.
Yeah, surf elbow. surf knee. I don't know.
Now you can get
surf concussion.
Bung knees. You can. And hips.
Oh, yeah. I bet.
I'm sure you would, yes. You would know.
Just thrashing the lip. Drop down. Whoop, back.
What?
Oh, you guys don't know that.
No, I don't know the lingo.
Yeah. That's embarrassing for you guys.
Want me to across the surf, then we can talk about that.
Across the ocean.
Across the barrel. Across the green room.
Ooh.
But I always think of green rooms as like the place where celebrities wait for
that film. You see that film, Green Room? Excellent little movie. Highly recommend it. Go watch it.
What's next?
I'm trying to think of who's in that movie.
I'm waiting for you patiently to tell me the order of these things.
So next
Next is golf.
Hannah Green, who I'd never heard of before this
week. Exactly.
Weekend.
Like I said, ranked, and I've got it right, 114th in the world.
Yep.
She, on Monday morning, clinched a stunning victory in the Women's PGA Championship, becoming the third Australian woman to win a golfing major. After Carrie Webb and Jan Stevenson.
And it's so cool looking at the rankings and just seeing American. But in this tournament, Australia number one, South Korea number two, England number three.
Oh, wow.
And the Americans didn't even make it.
I think she only won by a stroke too to the Korean golfer.
She did, but she was leading every round. And so she only got even on the last round.
Even, okay.
But she still won because she was so far ahead before
Amazing.
That. I love it. And she, she picked up. I think she's picked up like $650,000 so far this year.
Ooh, that's handy
in winnings. So
probably a quarter of the price. Man, of
these
men,
tennis and golf players, though, like, I mean, that's my parents
golf
always said to me,
is.
Just play a sport where you win lots of money so you can support us when we're old. That's what my parents said.
I can't even run to the train.
I tried tennis and golf, and I'm not good at either. Sorry, mum.
Yeah,
sorry,
my
sorry,
parents
Dad.
Did tennis camp for me. Like I did, swimming, swimming and tennis, like they were like, come on.
Not much money in swimming though, really, is there?
There's a bit of coin, I think.
And you feel like top.
I think a lot of it just falls out and you got to swim to the bottom and get it. That's what they get paid. In the soccer. Okay, we'll go to soccer now.
Okay.
We're going backwards in time.
I know, yeah.
It was heartbreaking. The Matildas going down to Norway in bloody penalty shootouts.
Nah.
Bloody penalties.
Nah. It's just, oh.
Wait, here was
I can't stand penalty shootouts. Like,
yeah.
I can stand it when you win.
Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah.
But losing that way is so heartbreaking.
It's so bad.
It was, I mean, who watched it? You watched it, Mick. I know you watched
it.
I
did.
I'll go around the room. Gabby?
I didn't watch it. I watched all the highlights. I was like, no, I can't. It's too stressful.
It was very stressful. And it was very, like, both teams were quite dominant in periods.
Hmm.
But I personally felt Norway were the better team.
Well, this is the thing. I think they were, but except for that last 10 or so minutes of normal time, when we were, just had this ascendancy, we had so many chances.
A lot of shots on goal.
And we could have nailed any one of them. Like, Sam Kerr was close to about 2 or 3, but just couldn't quite match it. She nearly scored in the first 40 seconds or 20 seconds of the game, which could have made the whole game completely
different. Would have been so
different.
Oh, the pressure that this girl must be under.
Oh, of course. But she's also the sole forward. So that is the pressure because you are the person who's expected to score.
Yeah.
Because she's that good. But Alana Kennedy got red carded, which to me was just bullshit.
It was ridiculous.
She was deemed to be the last player in the line, and she fouled, and so she was red carded, straight red.
Yeah,
not
no
even,
yellow.
Not even a yellow.
Has she received any yellows throughout the whole...
No, no, no.
As far as I'm aware, no.
No, throughout the whole comp.
I've seen...
Oh, I don't know about the whole comp, but...
No, I think I watched every game. So. I don't remember seeing her get a yellow card. I don't remember seeing any of us get a yellow card.
They really had the odds against them, though. And
they
it's
did.
Just...
Yeah. Ugh. And I feel like... maybe I'm weird to be biased, but I feel like Australia gets targeted a bit in because we sort of play so hard. And so whenever we are playing, people like, you know... amp it up against Australia because they're just like, oh, these Aussies, they think they're so good.
But surely that doesn't come down to a red card, though. Like,
oh, no,
it's
no.
not going to...
It's all come down to the ref at the time, you know.
Did
the
VAR it? Like, was it...
No, not at all. Oh, no, they did.
They
did eventually, yes. There was a lot of VARing in this game. Oh, so constant. More VAR than soccer.
It's been a huge topic of conversation, obviously, the whole video ref thing.
Mm.
I don't know. There's a reason they don't do VAR and, like... club comps, like in, you know, Premier League and whatever, because it just drags the game
really
out
does.
So long. And it's just painful. Every tournament now, every big tournament, it's been a thing and it's just ridiculous.
Mm.
They can't seem to work out a way of doing it without just dragging the game out. But
there's
been a lot of decisions in this tournament that have just been not great.
It's fair to say that the referee was against us. I don't know if you saw it
it's
from
all rigged.
The beginning.
It's rigged.
It is. Of course, it's soccer.
Yeah.
Did you see the coin toss?
Yes.
To start the game?
Yes.
It was almost like she was performing a magic trick.
Ooh, I love
she
it.
She like sort of held
it
in the palm of her hand and threw it up in the air and then caught it. Like, I'm going to make it disappear. And then just turns it upside down inside her hand.
Trickery.
And then she's like, no way, you won. How do you like that?
She could have felt with her fingers.
Exactly.
Which
That's
side
what I'm saying.
Is which. I thought you were supposed to let it land on the ground.
That's exactly what you meant to do.
Yeah.
There's rules there.
I don't know.
And rules. If you're good at like coin tricks, you might have been like a magician
like me.
As a child.
Yeah, like and, this.
Yeah.
That's very good, Gab, for radio. She's
I can move my remove my thumb from my hand.
Yes.
I just think that's I think there surely there's a policy around there was with the cricket. When was that controversial?
Well, we had are you talking about the bat?
Maybe.
Flipping the bat.
Oft. Yeah,
which sort of happened I think in our time of doing this, so it's not that long.
Heels and flats.
Last summer, yeah.
Mm. Yeah, we did talk about it.
Guys, you see this thing? It's a little gold thing in my hand.
Yeah.
I'm going to make it disappear. Ready?
Okay. Wow, this is great.
Okay, you ready?
Uh-huh.
What? Wow, John.
Whoa.
Amazing, huh?
Where did it go?
That's really
magic.
Great.
Magic. Thank you.
So great for the audience.
That was good.
We are broadcasting
to. You just made a little adapter
disappear
from
your hand. I saw it. And I literally saw him put it in his pocket.
Oh.
It's in my pocket. we got to move on. Yes, very sorry for the Matildas, but... as we discussed a few times now, I think that now that they're out, heads are going to roll because of all the drama that happened before it, 5 months out before it, coach getting sacked.
And he's made no comment,
look,
which is fair.
Yeah, I don't blame the girls. I thought they played fantastic the whole time. And you can't really blame the coach because this is...
The
like
new coach.
Yeah, the new coach.
No.
This is his, like, this is his style. This is how he wants to... He's never taught like a country before, so he's new to this. So you can't blame him. It's the people behind the scenes. It's the FFA. I still think David Gallop will lose his job and the end. NRL, the Women's State of Origin. New South Wales won back-to-back trophies after beating Queensland 14-4 at North Sydney Oval last Friday. I don't know if you watched any of this game, but we have to pass a hat around. I thought North Sydney Oval was so dark. We just got to get him a few
get
extra quid.
Oh.
Maybe light a few candles or something. It was so dark.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you notice that?
I didn't notice.
How are the girls playing? Like, it's how would they even... Would they see?
I guess maybe there it was sort of better, but on TV.
It is hard playing at night, though. Like, even... You need big, big downlights.
Yeah.
Even when we train at Henson Park, it's hard to see.
Yep, yep.
The ball's just like... And, you know, hits you in the face. Has done.
Oh, I hate it when you're looking up into the lights and the ball's coming. It's like, Maddie Shedden. She had a killer game.
Yes.
And I was watching just some of the hits in that game. And they were just solid. Like, these are some big hits.
Yes.
But they just get up.
Yeah.
No fuss. No
fuss.
Worrying about it. I'm good. Just love it.
There's some fantastic, like the two halves for New South Wales. Yeah. Just their ball playing skills.
Mm-hmm.
Exceptional. Some of the passes. It's like, oh.
Great,
amazing.
Great.
So they've got
too.
One more game to go.
No, they play one game.
That was the women's one-off. One-off.
The one-off. This is the thing. Okay, so they had a crowd of 10,500 people, which is, last year was like 6,500, so it's gone up a lot.
That's great.
Which is fantastic. Should they move it? I mean, I obviously want them to play three games, but I don't know if they would get that sort of crowd at every game.
If I did one in Queensland, one in New South Wales.
Yeah, but then what do you do with the third one? Because you've got to have a third, surely. Unless you go on points, which doesn't sort of seem a bit unfair.
Yeah. What do you think it would be good to play it before the men's? Like in the same night?
The other thing I was going to say. Do you now put it before the men's? Will they have the same sort of crowd? Will people...
I mean, the thing is, I always put the game on way earlier than the men's, and then people haven't turned up yet. So exactly. You probably end up getting less people.
That's the problem.
It's got to be separate. You can't have them playing.
Separate.
I just think that people then compare, and it's just not the same. Like, this isn't the standard of the men's. It's like, this is not, you don't need to compare.
Exactly.
It's not the same. These are two groups of different athletes.
But you might get a different crowd that watch it who might not have seen it otherwise, and then they will appreciate it because.
Yeah, you just need to do different marketing, I reckon. That you. That pre before the men's game feels like shit. Like you kind of like the oh, here comes the girls, like little like kids playing before you know, the men's game. It's,
In the men's game, Freddie, you did it, mate. 7 changes he made from game one, and that was a game we only lost by an intercept try, and then we annihilated the Maroons.
Oh, so good.
It was, I watched it, guys.
You watched it, Gabby? You watched the game?
I watched it.
Where did you watch it?
Just at home by myself.
Good. Yeah, and did you get excited? Do you think it was a good game?
It was good, and then it started to get boring. Like, it was just a bit like, okay, cool.
Because we won by so much.
Yeah. But it was. I think it was definitely riveting. That penalty try, though, that Queensland got.
It's the only way they scored.
What a rip!
They could only score one try, and it was a penalty try.
How could you...
Lol.
I just, like, that going to the VAR, how do you know that he was... going to get
exactly
it is
like it doesn't
how do
very
they
hard.
Know that he was 100% going to score that try if he wasn't bumped off
so exactly. Why wouldn't they just give like a penalty not a penalty try
exactly isn't give that... him 10 in the bin 10. And a penalty
exactly
I mean I could see that he pushed him you know you can't do that right you can't just push someone out of the way before they
but it happens
the
all
ball.
The time like people get kicks time. And kicks get and the kicker will get bumped off and generally sometimes the penalty sometimes it's not it's just the fact that he was the last player going for it there was no one around him and he only just went past the line
saw a bit of bum too?
There was a bit of bum, yes.
Cameron Bumster.
Yeah. That must be quite embarrassing.
It would have to be.
What about the front shot? I didn't see the other angle.
That's the thing. I think from our angle, it was the arse, but...
I think he kind
of
held
crowd,
on to like, the front
to, right?
bit. Yeah.
You'd have to. All right. We have to do a game.
Oh, Gab.
Gab, are you going to do the game? Okay. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Oh, you're ready. You don't have anything in front of you.
I got my phone.
Oh, you do. Okay. Well, just before that, I'm just going to quickly say Australia beat England in the cricket.
Yeah, we're at top of the ladder. Semi-finals coming.
First team into the semi-finals. Mm. Also, there was international matches played last weekend. New Zealand in the rugby league. New Zealand.
Benji.
No. Bench.
Benji.
Joel is in love.
New Zealand 34 beat Tonga 14. Fiji 58 beat Lebanon 14. And Samoa 24 beat PNG 6. All right. Let's do a game.
I forgot to do the game. That's when I sat down and you started doing the intro and I looked at you and I went,
But
I got given something from the receptionist today.
Okay. At work or here?
No, here.
It's
addressed
here.
To across the park.
Okay. She's from, opening her bag.
Yep, I'm opening her
bag.
There is a box.
Oh my God, there's an actual box. What do you mean addressed to the park?
Just so you can hear. This is from, I believe, a diehard fan.
Okay. She's taking out a hat.
What?
That says across the bar.
What?
There's three
merch.
Of them.
We've got merch.
You've done one for everyone.
No. And there's a letter from the fan. And it says, I've been listening to your show since day one. I don't know what I would do without my Joel, my Mick, and my Gabby every Friday night. Thanks for being awesome.
Oh, my God. That's amazing.
Who's it from? Who's the person?
It's from Melissa.
Thanks, Melissa.
Oh, we're going to take a photo with this merch.
So, oh, wow. Oh.
It's not really from Melissa. It's from me. I was really trying to get Mick. So I was getting these done the other day. I don't know what came over me. I was like, we got to do something. We've got 40 episodes down. Like, we need a bit of merch, blah,
39,
blah, blah.
Whatever.
39. That's why I said to you, isn't it 40 today? Oh, shit. So I was getting it done and I was like, okay, we'll just get across the park in the back. And then I was like, oh, what should I get on the back? Like, embroidered on the back. And I thought, maybe I'll get Never Walk Alone from my favorite song, right?
Uh-huh.
And then I was looking at the hat and it's just like, you know, a pretty creepy hat that says Never Walk Alone across the park. And I thought, Joel and Mick can definitely not wear a hat that
never
says,
walk
never
across
walk.
The park.
And then I was like, oh, why don't I dare? Why don't I do what Nina Oyama said when she said, were you singing Never Wear Cologne? And then I was like, cool, I'll put Never Wear never Cologne wear. Across the park. And I was like, I don't know what's worse. Like, if I saw two men with this hat on, like, I would probably call the police.
No, it's
so,
trendy, man.
So
it's like unique.
This is
I didn't get anything.
Incredible.
I didn't get anything back on the back. I decided just to go with the dad hat. Just also the Times New Roman across the park embroidered in the front.
I'm disappointed it's not Comic Sans, but you know.
You're gonna have to take a photo and put it up on the 2SER website. You can see us in our new hat.
Hey.
Gabby,
yeah.
They are so great. Thank you so much.
That's right. Better than I honestly did forget the game.
You did. So I'm actually trying to find just one. Okay, here's one question because we have to ask a question. We've never not asked a question.
No, it's true.
We can't all do it now. Right. Let's start with possibly the best team nickname at the World Cup. Who are the Eagles of Carthage?
What?
I don't know. Just pick a country.
Iceland. Cameroon.
Iceland. Or even,
Tunisia.
Tunisia? Well, you know, they weren't in the World Cup.
I don't know what World Cup that is. I don't even know when that's from.
How did that come up?
I Googled quiz. Sports quiz, and that's what happened.
That was the first one.
Oh
all right,
gosh,
we have to end the show because it's finished. Okay. Gabby, thank you so much for the...
No worries.
And we'll be back next week, okay. Hopefully with some more clothes. Bye.
Bye. Bye.